To WRUV FM Burlington.
That's right. You're tuned in to WRUV FM Burlington. Happy Wednesday. This is DJ Rest and Digest. I'm here for a quick hour-long lunch special show today. And before I jump into some new music, I want to share the weather from our friends at the Fairbanks Museum. Eye on the sky forecast today, partly to mostly cloudy, with an increasing chance of rain or snow showers from the west to east in the afternoon, reaching the New Hampshire border by the early evening. Highs mainly today in the mid to upper 30s, with a few low 40s in the Champlain Valley and south. Winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 15 miles an hour in the Champlain Valley. All right, that's the weather. And a little bit of news from NPR News about apprenticeships. They're trending. So I'll read a little bit of this article. Joey Cook was 17 and a junior in high school when he heard about a way to learn a profession while getting paid by landing an apprenticeship, a path into the workforce that everyone was suddenly talking about as an alternative to college. I didn't want to get an associate degree, he says. I didn't want to get a bachelor's degree. Cook wanted a certification in heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, an in-demand field in his rural Texas hometown of Hamlin. Cook's experience also spotlights a big hitch in the movement for apprenticeships, even as they're being pushed by policymakers and politicians of all stripes.